A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a podcast from The Times. Go to thetimes.co.uk.
The Rugby World Cup from The Times with Mark Suster.
We'll be with you every week with the latest from the tournament, looking at the prospects for the home nations and the other big guns, of course, and reviewing all the action on and off the field.
Find it at thetimes.co.uk or in iTunes.
Thanks for joining us for another game podcast bonus. And this week, I'm joined by Patty Barclay, and I want to look at something bizarre, Patty, that happened to me. So on Saturday, Barcelona were playing Real Sociedad,
yeah.
And I turn on my television. The kickoff was around 5 o'clock, and on Sky Germany, on Sky Italia, which dishes I have, I see the Barcelona game. On Sky in the UK, I see Scott Minto, Guillaume Balague, and Paco Yesterán sitting there chatting away as the game is going on and as Barcelona scored 2 goals. And there's nothing wrong with that. They're pleasant, handsome men. Paco perhaps less than Minto and Balague, but hey, what are you going to do?
But he's got a nicer voice. Yeah, but
he does have a much nicer voice.
We could argue that forever, yeah.
But the point being here, this game is not being shown. Now, I was later advised that it has to do with blackout rules that exist in this country, yeah. That you cannot show any live football between 2:45 and 5:15.
Yep.
Now, that rule was put into place to protect attendances up and down the country because most football kicks off at 3 o'clock on Saturday. But Paddy, it's 2011. Is this still necessary?
No, I think it's time to look at this again. Also, since that very sensible sounding rule was put in place, the game, the way of consuming the game, so to speak, has changed completely. We had the spread of television through the satellites, and now, of course, we have increasingly the streaming and so on, which means and of course the what might loosely be called Sky Plus, this ability to watch television when you want it, which is going to increase. So basically, there's nothing to stop you from taping a morning match while you're out playing football and watching it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And instead of going down to your local club,
to your local club, so there isn't really any protection anymore, and this will get less. And I think now might be the time to, admittedly, you this terribly distressing experience that you had.
Well, fortunately, I have backups because I know the law, and but I know the rights as a citizen, despite what the Premier League says.
What distressed you, Gab, was the thought that people not so lucky as you, people who only have Sky England in England, would get 15 minutes of the admittedly handsome Balague and Minto and Ayristan, rather than the first 15 minutes of the game between Real Sociedad and Barcelona, in which 2 goals were scored.
Yeah. Well, it also seems stupid to me, Paddy. Can you explain to me why the blackout lasts until 5:15? If a game kicks off at 3 o'clock...
Who lives half an hour from the ground? Yeah. What if it's FA Cup weekend and there's extra time?
It seems to me that this is an anachronism dating back from the time when there was very little football on television. And when the powers that be thought, like, oh, well, the masses, of course, because it was a working man's game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So no posh or educated people would ever watch it. Well, football, it's, you know, one type of football is a substitute for another. So if we allow football to be shown at this hour, even if it's Spanish football, then people aren't going to go down and support Darlington or whatever, or Macclesfield or whatever the local club is.
Yeah.
I mean, should the blackout remain maybe just between 3 and 5, or should they just get rid of it altogether, or should they keep it for foreign football but not for domestic football?
I'd be in favor of not having a blackout at all and allowing people to choose when they want to watch the, I mean, fantastically wide variety of television. I'm not, you know, I'm not a Luddite. I mean, I cringe when I hear this, this, you know, this cliche about, oh, I remember when football was at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. What's sacrosanct about it? You know, what's the problem? The football watcher now, I can watch Barcelona. I can watch Barcelona pretty well most of their matches, you know, for the price of a Sky Dish, which is a you know, okay, it's not necessarily cheap, but it's great value for me. You've got the choice to watch as little or as much football as you can. Now you watch the Brazilian first. There's a channel does the Brazilian
but
first.
But if you allow English league football, I mean, for me personally, I think there's got to be a distinction to be made. I can see why the blackout is there. My problem is if you allow Sky to show the Manchester United game at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
There's a lot of, you know, maybe lukewarm Manchester United fans who are fans, but they can't get into Old Trafford.
Yes.
And so they'll say, all right, well, 3 o'clock on a Saturday, I'll go watch, you know, Grimsby because I live in Grimsby.
Yes.
But if Manchester United's on television, then I won't go watch Grimsby.
But as I say, most people now will be able to choose their time so that if you have an impulse to watch Grimsby and the Manchester United match is on 3 o'clock and it's kind of sexy because it's against Chelsea or against Manchester City or something like that, then
within a few years' time,
yes, you'll be able to combine the two and you'll be able to go to, and certainly now most people have that. Anybody who has, you know, I'm using the word Sky Plus, you know, like you would use Hoover for vacuum cleaner. But most people have
digital
that.
Video recorder.
Video, yeah, that thing. So you're able to portion out the experiences you want to have.
Admit, watching football on tape is kind of for mugs, right?
Yes. I know what you mean, but we'll get more and more used to it. And I watch a lot of my Barcelona, you know, at late at night or the following morning. I sort of keep away from the sports news channel because I don't want to see the score and so on. I think people will increasingly become accustomed to doing that, and that people will just have the football experiences that they want. Now the other questions, which of the desirability of people watching their local team, to which I cling, by the way, and the even greater desirability that young people in particular play the game as well as watch elite professional football. Those are separate issues, which I'm afraid in this day and age will have to be addressed in their own right rather than protected by this anachronistic through 2:45 till 5:15 rule, which should be swept away now.
Thank you, Paddy, and thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
On the Game Podcast Bonus.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.